Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. He knows when you've been naughty. He knows when you've been nice. Oh, no, that's another guy.
Jay, do you know what day of the week you had the experience of coming out of your mother's womb?
Yeah, it's a Thursday.
A Thursday! See how I know that.
Thursday.
Okay, so we're the luckiest people in the world because Jay joined us on a... I don't know what day. I came out, but I don't know what day of the week it was. I know that I landed on my head, and that means that's probably why I am the way I am. I am
is
what I am.
Right away.
Apparently, I have little nodules in the back of my head. But that's been responsible for my character, I think. Thursday, the 11th of April, I think yesterday we highlighted the fact that we have been through the month. Hear my little... No, there, I can't do it. Little wheeze from all of the... I didn't notice in Florida or wherever I was last week and weekend, other than here, that I had that... The surround sound of all the allergies, and I was driving by a place. Matter of fact, there's a hospital on my way. I think it was to the airport in West Palm Beach, and it said on the side of the building, allergies and asthma, and that's apparently all they do in this building, take care of allergies and asthma. I don't have asthma, but I do. Yeah, the allergies have. They're supposed to be subsiding, and maybe in the rain. We have a lot of rain coming in here in the northeast over the next couple of days. But so if you hear that, don't worry. It just is it's the sign of the times, if you will. But today there needs to be a little bit more calmness. Yesterday was, for me anyway, a lousy day. I'm sort of dealing with my daughter's accident and the emotions and the stuff that go with it. Not that she's the first person or she'll be the last to get into an accident like that. But
so that's your baby girl, no matter how old
yeah,
she is.
Yeah, exactly, right.
No matter her age, so that's your baby girl.
I was not going to go out there this weekend, but I am just to spend the afternoon with her and kind of take her to dinner and listen to what she has to say. That's the most important thing about being a parent, at this point anyway, is listening. And I bet your dad and your mom are really good at that, as you will be when Mac gets to a point of maturity. It just when things happen, the most important thing is to be able to listen. And then there'll be a lot of gratitude going around because you just quietly provided the people that need to talk. I don't need to talk. I need to listen. And I would guess that that's the case with a lot of people. You just have to listen a little bit more and talk a little bit less. So, but that's not the case here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen with James Collins at Conrolls in our studio in Dallas. I have a whole laundry list of things. Funny, when I'm doing the prep and putting stuff together in the evening, usually I'll come up with a list of things that I want to talk about. Sometimes it's a long list, sometimes it's a short list. Like yesterday, I was really on to the student loan thing, the payment for students, as the people in charge now are buying votes using our tax money to do it. And then that set the tone for me being it set the tone for me being grumpy about the realities of what was going on, I guess, with my daughter. But the whole day was kind of one of those grumpy days. I don't want to go that way. But there are a lot of things that are just sort of bullet points that I want to have the moment on. And I have my list, but I was just listening to the news on the top of the hour, and there was some information about the bridge in Baltimore, the collapsed bridge, and some group of people want to rename it. I don't really care about that, but I'm looking at some... I just then decided, okay, I want to update myself. So have you seen some of these striking sonar images that show the collapsed bridge underwater, Jay?
No.
The Army Corps of Engineers.
That's kind of magnificent.
Right. They're 3D pictures, and the technology, AI, here we go, sonar images that show the debris from the bridge. The bridge is pretty much intact. You got to think, well, as you look at it, okay, so let's just lift the bridge out of the water and put it back together again, kind of like a Lego, like some Lego stuff, and let's be done with it. But anyway, that's not what they want to do. The Army Corps of Engineers wants to, of course, redesign it, rebuild it, and I don't know where the boat, I think the last time I saw a picture, the boat was kind of still there. Anyway, they've got the salvage and the diving people surveying underwater debris so they can figure out what has to be removed first. These big beams, the steel beams that are part of the bridge, they've got to come up. There's big, huge cranes and stuff there, but what a mess. Oh, man. But there's two things here. There's two or three different things. The bridge itself and what has come about as trying to figure what it is that what they're going to do, and what they're going to do with that ship and the stuff that's on it, and what about the port and how they're going to get that back open again, because it's the biggest port. Actually, when you get down to brass tacks in terms of volume, it is the largest, most used port in the country. So it couldn't have been a worse situation for the economy of Baltimore and for, you know, I guess the people certainly that work there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look, you can look at these pictures, look at a series of these pictures, and they are very dramatic. There's like a little treatise here on how to understand what are you looking at? And maybe that, because mm-hmm. there's colors and all
like
that other
3D
stuff.
Kind of,
right, yeah. But there's
very interesting, and it's just definitely heartbreaking because 6 people lost their lives, and it's also a miracle that more lives were not lost.
They did the right thing in terms of putting the warning out, and I think they are making some progress for sure in cleaning it up, but again, it's a long, most of the stuff is in about 30 or 40 feet of mud, and so when they pull it up and go, you know, picking it up, but I think the container ship is still there, but they're working diligently, and they want to try to restore the service. They'll build a bridge around it. As soon as they clean all the debris out of the way, then the port reopens again. But what a, you think back, we haven't talked about this for a week or so, because I don't think there's been a whole lot that's new. I don't like talking about stuff just to rehash the old stuff. Everybody knows what's going on. Let's see, they said it was going to be 6 months before they could open the port up again, but now they don't think it's going to be that long. So now all of the freight, see, the other thing is that all these other ports up and down the East Coast, like going into Newark and going into Philadelphia, into, actually, there's not much of a, New York doesn't have much of a port per se. If you go down along the highway, you see where all of the cruise ships come in, but they don't have a terminal for all of this kind of freight. So anyway, take a deep breath there, boys and girls. The New Jersey Port Authority says that their traffic is down 25%, and that's because people they just stopped shipping stuff in. So I wonder what that's going to do to the price of commodities. For example, the coal that goes into Baltimore. There's a lot of coal that gets brought in to power their energy sources and You know, there's that. There's all kind of the cars that come in, just general traffic. The governor of Maryland says that they are working on a way to support, kind of like COVID, to support the employees, the people that are out of work through no fault of their own. So they're trying to come up with a relief package for the families and the employees of the folks in the port of Baltimore. But you can see how far this is, how much this is impacted. So one of the things that people were worried about was what it was going to cost to ship freight because of the bridge collapse. You see, this is like a domino effect. Just everything, one thing and another thing and another thing and another thing is impacted by it. But the ocean, according to the Bloomberg story that I'm looking at, the rates for freight are holding pretty steady. So you won't feel the pinch so much, because as soon as the freight goes up, that means the cost at retail goes up. Some of the things that were, there are some things that come from one port in America that go to another port in America. It's very into, this has given us an insight, Jay, into how the shipping systems work. Not that it would be the first thing on our mind, but when you go buy something at a retail establishment, mm-hmm. right? You go to the store and you buy not so much food, but soft goods. Some of the things that you would find on the shore, on the shelves at Target. Most of that stuff comes in ships.
Yeah, and it's so easy to think it's like old trucks or planes. No, that's those cargo ships. But also, I live on Lake Erie, where we do have a lot of things come in.
Right. Well, it's the logistics industry is huge. And if you look on the truck, if you run the highway, you see a lot of trucks that on the side, they say something about logistics or it's, and they use those things for food as well as for the trucks are used for food. But the haul soft goods and hard goods around. They're distributing. It's just it's a complicated thing, and stuff that we don't think about. You know, given how intricate, pretty much the balance of trade and business is. There are tankers that carry huge amounts of waste oil. There's all kinds of stuff all over the place. So, anyway, I thought you'd like to have an update on what's going on. So there it is. It's 18 after the hour on the Thursday Good Day program.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out! Run!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Howdy do. Howdy do. I was thinking of that. Howdy. Howdy do. Where do you suppose that came from, Jay? Howdy do.
Howdy do. I always thought it was like howdy doody. Is that not where it came from?
No, it didn't come
from. Like, how do you do? But how do you do?
How do you do what you do to me? I just happened to, it's like one of those things, right? If you're curious, you wonder, where'd that come from? So we ask the question, we have no answers.
So, I don't know, I like my answer.
Yeah, sure.
How do you do?
How do you do what you do to me? Here's the story of Kate Beckinsale looking at some of the social media gossip, the trending stories with people's names in it. Kate Beckinsale is a well-known actress. Last week we were talking about her being in the hospital with some kind of undisclosed health problem. And so now those photos have been deleted. Somebody's watching them off, obviously, pretty carefully. She's 50 years old. She's taken all of the posts down. This is, well, I think it's been a month, weeks
it's
anyway.
It's been over a month. We first kind of got news that she was in the hospital with this undisclosed health issue on March 11th. And it seems that in those photos that she had been in there for who knows how long. So it's definitely at this point over a month. Is she still in there? She posted, I think the last thing she posted were over the Easter holiday where she still seemed to be in hospital. So I hope she's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what you hope under the circumstances. There's another name that I saw was trending, and I don't know. I confess not to knowing much about basketball players these days. A fella named Nate Robinson has apparently a kidney that's failing. He's an NBA player, or was at one point in time. And so a lot of people are wondering, people that are following the game, he apparently was a big dunker. The dunk championship, you know, they have these contests and stuff. He's 39 years old. He's got renal kidney failure and he's had it for years. And so he said he wanted to be a voice for the people who are having trouble speaking about the illness. And I thought, when I saw that, because I'm looking around at the Kate Beckinsale thing, and this popped up. So is there a suggestion that maybe she has the same problem? There'll be all kinds of, you know, guesses. It's kind of like when, what's his face, the
Jamie
actor,
Fox.
Jamie
mm-hmm.
Fox, went silent on whatever happened to him.
Apparently, yeah. And he said, he has said that he will talk about his, he will talk about what he went through in due time, yeah.
Yeah, right. But so all of this brings around a thought or questions in people. What are the elements that catch you? There are things, the artificial intelligence world in medicine is trying to come up with ways of fixing these sorts of problems. Like, you know, there are people who are growing kidneys. There was that story about the pig and the transplant, but that was a heart transplant, I think, was it? It wasn't a kidney transplant. I think it was a heart transplant, or some valves or something. But the idea here of people who are have notoriety or people who don't, people whose names you don't know that are suffering or going through things, and what's being done behind the scenes, as much as some of modern medicine is a lot of baloney, the things that are being done like this that will help save lives and keep families mm-hmm. together and that sort of thing is pretty amazing. So at one point we think, oh, God, no, look out for the artificial intelligence or look out for some of this stuff because nobody really understands. You can try it, but you don't know what will happen mm-hmm. until you actually stick it in somebody's body.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So good luck to Ms. Beckinsale and others who are suffering from the same sort of malady. 28 past the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness, and don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level, even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden reacting to the report that inflation and prices are rising again.
We have dramatically reduced inflation to 9%, so close to 3%. We're in a situation where we're in a better situation than we were when we took office.
Additionally, he told reporters of his continued belief that the Federal Reserve will reduce interest rates before the end of this year. Biden further remarked that his Republican adversaries lack a strategy to address inflation.
USA's John Schaefer. The list of charges filed against Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has been released in connection with that hit-and-run crash he caused on a Dallas interstate. He's accused on one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and six counts of collision involving injury. There's now a warrant out for Rice's arrest. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who's never met a cow he didn't like.
Why, this is what I say to baby Ma.
To start out this half hour, today is Barbershop Quartet Day. How many people have listened to Jay? Have a little more, James. That music sort of sets the tone. Well, let me tell the story first of all. This is basically rooted, all the barbershop stuff, as a lot of our music is rooted in the story of the immigration, if you will, or what happened after the Civil War. Blacks coming here, and they sang a lot, even when they were slaves. But then fast forward to the 1880s in the South, as men mingled into barbershops and other shops waiting, in this case, for haircuts. That's where the song, that's where the songs came from, people harmonizing together for entertainment, waiting to get their hair cut, and is thus the reason. I bet a lot of you have, I never knew that before, actually. I wondered why they were called barbershop quartets. I knew what they were. I actually sang in one for a while when I was in college. But then, you know, knowing why, I guess I'm wondering to myself right now why I never figured it out myself. So in 1910, a song titled Play the Barbershop Chord was recorded and released as a prime example of the harmony that these barbershop groups had. The harmonized singing produced a style. It's all a cappella. As you know, there's no music, no pianos, nothing there. They find the pitch, and then they sing the songs. And all of the lyrics are pretty understandable, kind of catchy memories. You got any other examples there, James, of the sort of thing? This was became less common, even though people wanted to do it more. During the Depression, there wasn't a lot to sing about. There were folks that would go by the barbershops, and they'd get into singing. Kind of a creative, fun thing to do. And one wonders why there isn't more of it today. But there was...
yeah, it's very novelty anymore. Like, you can still hire some for your party. Like, they exist. They're at a lot of different fairs or, like, Disney World and theme parks and stuff.
The Society of Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America. I can't, it's SPEBSQSA. The Barbershop Harmony Society is what it's boiled down to. Now, what about women? There must be women. There are women that are doing the Sweet Adelines, right? Remember them? That started after World War II and in the 50s from the Sweet Adelines came another group called Harmony Incorporated, and so a number of men and women together. That would be nice to hear the men and women, sort of these quartets, but they've competed
all
over the world.
Yeah, kind of like the close harmony genre. Yeah. There are a couple famous ones that are out there today. Who is it? The Papini Sisters, who they do a lot of Christmas music. And
yeah, I don't know about them. Yeah, really? Okay. Cool. Anyway. Let's have thinking about it. Maybe you can find some barber. You can look it up and listen to it. There's lots and lots and lots of great barbershop music around. All right. Let's see what we can do about solving some problems here. The size of the problems relative to, how you fix them, I think, is more relative to the size of the problems. And so I was looking at a couple. We were talking about that basketball player a few minutes ago. And what I realized as I was looking at my list of things to talk about, one of the things we didn't spend much time talking about, again, because this is not a sports show per se, we're not experts, but little tidbits of information here and there. The ratings for the women in the NCAA championships, March Madness for them, were higher than any ratings for any sports activity for ages. The by far and away, the average viewership to the games that were played by the women between 17 and 18 million per game, which outscored the men by like 3-4 million, and other sports activities, the beginning of the baseball season, things like that, they won. And it's really kind of an amazing thing when you get right down to it. I don't ever remember any attention. It wasn't long ago that the hoopla about women, especially the basketball women, but other women in sports, how much attention they didn't get. And it was the pay stuff, too, how much they didn't get paid. Is it FIFA? FIFA? I never pronounced that right. The soccer? Isn't
the
it?
Soccer? FIFA?
Yeah. That was part of the whole thing, whether who's getting paid, how much they're getting paid, men versus women, and people weren't watching the women. Well, in this circumstance, that has proven not to be true. So congratulations to the women and to the people supporting the women playing basketball in college, because they won by a long shot. As they say, they won by a mile, and they did. So it's kind of cool. Speaking of TV, the networks are trying to create a scenario in which Biden and Trump will do a debate. And I thought to myself, why? What's the point? Who cares? That we all know where they are. Why would you want to watch Donald Trump insult Joe Biden, or Joe Biden embarrass himself because he doesn't really have perhaps some of the quick comebacks that Trump might have, or whatever he did? What's the point of it? There's no point to it at all, and I hope they don't have it. I hope one side or the other or both of them just say, nah, we're not going to bother. They obviously dislike each other immensely, so what is that energy going to produce? It's like a wrestling match, except the wrestling match is fake, and a wrestling match of words between Biden and Trump would not be fake. It would just be annoying, embarrassing, and unnecessary. So for those of you who think, oh, that's great, Trump will kill him, no, there's nothing good that comes out of that. No.
There won't be a debate, yeah.
Nah, no reason for it. Some water news. The water gushing through that crack in the dam in Utah. Have you seen pictures of that? The town that is next to it. It's the, I don't know if I can pronounce this correctly, Pang Gulch, maybe, but it's P-A-N-G-U-I-T-H. It's a dam, and there have been, because of the ice in the mountains, a big chunk of ice came down the river and banged into the dam and caused a big 60-foot crack. So don't you wonder, you know, not only is the town, the community that's right next to her, there are about 800, 900 people that live there, you've got to worry about them, but how do you fix how do you stop the water from flowing? How do you fix something like that? Mm-hmm. Even thinking about how you build a dam to begin with. You know, the whole, I remember seeing a documentary on how the Hoover Dam, as a matter of fact, I think I saw it when I was going through the Hoover Dam once, and there's a tour there, and you watch the movie of how this thing was built, and thinking that it was a, you know, it was a WPA, Works Progress, that was something set up by the government to put people to work, and so this would have been in the late 20s and early 30s. How in the world do you, in this case, you got to shut the, somehow figure out how to block the water, keep it back long enough to fix the crack? Or do you? Or does the dam just come down? I think that's what the people in the town are worried about. You know, you see sometimes in movies, when a dam breaks, what happens? You know, we've all seen those movies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, how do you fix this? Wow. I wouldn't want to be living there, would you? No, thanks. Time to move on to another place. It looks like a beautiful part of Utah.
It does.
There's been Jack Stockwell, who lives in Salt Lake, with whom we talk regularly on this program, and he's one of the hosts of the two-hour weekend Good Day Health program that most of these same stations carry. He has lived in Utah all of his life. And, well, no, I think he came from Baltimore, and then he moved out there like 46, 47 years ago. But he was talking to me when I was out there a couple of weeks ago about how much snow there has been this year, tremendous, and there still is. The skiing, like in Park City and some of those areas, those of you who are listening in Salt Lake, you know what I'm talking about. They've had a banner year, but that, you know, creates problems like this. So, God bless those people. Now, there's another thing that came about yesterday. You may or may not have seen this. The federal government decided that now is the time to introduce the information on the new water rules, water supply rules, what is allowable and what isn't in our water supply. And I thought at first when I saw this, okay, here we go again. The federal government has too many bureaucrats, too many people. They haven't got enough to do. So is there a danger in any of the water that comes from the public supply? Like, we have wells. A lot of you probably listening have wells. But then many of you have the public water supply. The government doesn't like to have you drink from your own well. They want you to drink from their water supply because they want you to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But the question here is there too much involvement in everything like this? Is there too much regulation? What they've used as an excuse for doing this is the number of PCBs that they find in the water supply in some locations. So why don't they just clean up the water that has been harmed or damaged or is being damaged by people throwing things? Remember when Lake Erie was a mess? When you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. In Cleveland, we had a river that caught fire.
Yeah, right. Cuyahoga River. I remember that. When George Bush, I think, was running for president, somehow or other that became an issue. But as I don't have an answer because I want the water to be safe. I'd rather drink well water anyway. I don't like the public water supply for a number of reasons. One, it's expensive, but more to the point, fluoride gets put into the water, and I'm just not a believer in having fluoride in the water. There are a lot of people, it's not healthy if it doesn't have fluoride in it. That's nonsense. It really is.
You're getting too much fluoride in your water and your toothpaste.
Yeah. Fluoride is bad. Fluoride is poisonous. There are people who have, I remember Jack and I talking about this once because he's not a fan of fluoride either. But most people don't even think about it. They buy the toothpaste. Do you ever look at the box and see if it's a fluoride toothpaste or not? I make sure to buy toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride in it. And they say it's supposed to protect the enamel of your teeth and things like that. But there was an instance of a 4, 5, 6-year-old kid who swallowed a whole tube of toothpaste and he died because of the fluoride content. Now, you're not supposed to, obviously, ingest a whole tube of toothpaste at the same time, but youngsters will leave the stuff around. Youngsters will experiment with things like that. And so, I think there have been a lot of people been schnookered by rules and regs. Look at what happened in COVID, what the experts told us, which turned out not to be true. So, food for thought, if you will. At 48 after, this is Good Day.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics, you can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right. Go to toploss.com. Use the Doug Steffen code, or just Doug, actually, D-O-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour now. It's the Good Day program, April 11th. I'm Doug with Jay. It's a food, farm, and family time. Time to celebrate, among other things, National Cheese Fondue Day. So when you're, you know, the old, there are different ways of doing things that begin with F and have a do in them. But this is, if you like somebody, hey, it's Fondue Day. It's been the cheese and stuff. Fondue's been around for a long time. The original cheese fondue recipe apparently goes back to 1875, the recipe, but there have been fondues around for centuries, apparently. What is it, scrambled eggs? I don't even know what fondue is. I've heard the, I don't eat eggs, so I don't get involved in putting cheese with eggs and omelets and all of that stuff. Is that kind of what it is? Are you a fondue lover, Jay?
I do like fondue. I always do fondue because there's the cheese fondue where it's just melted cheeses, and sometimes people mix cheeses together and stuff, and you dip different things in it, like bread or all of that. And then there's the chocolate fondue, which is always a nice dessert. There's a restaurant, and now I can't remember what it's called, but there's a restaurant where the menu is fondue. They basically, like, you pick the fondue you want and then whatever little sides that you want for dipping. And they bring it to the table.
Yeah. But this goes back a long time, apparently. Traditions in different countries with cheese, and they produce cheese. Cheese first was produced from milk of sheep, not from cows. And then what we were talking about cows and how far back it goes in the history of mankind as to domestication of dairy animals. And apparently cheese making became a thing during the Roman Empire days. And then fast forward to when we became a country, or when people settled into America anyway, and cheese manufacturing became something in the new, sort of the new world order. And then there were a lot of cheese factories that were built kind of before and after World War II. Cheese production, 150 million pounds. That was just for World War I. And now it's like almost a billion pounds of cheese is sold a year. How about that? That's a lot of cheese. Yep. All right, so we were talking about the water earlier, and just to sort of bring you up to speed on what has happened, the government announcing new rule making that makes it that you have to have there's a national standard for the so-called forever chemicals, the PFAs and the PTCBs or whatever they call them in drinking water. So does the government have to be involved in this? I suppose in a manner of speaking, there are any number of stats you can see about how many people have been exposed to these PFAS's and what it does. You know, this is cancer-causing stuff that's in the water. So as much as I don't like the government being involved, it's good to have a standard now. Who's going, what are you going to do, go around and check the water in, you know, everybody's community? And how much more of a bureaucracy do we have to build for that?
Well, we are constantly talking about good news, like good news stories of people creating these filters with sustainable material on an affordable side of things. And we know this is possible, so let's get on to it.
Yeah. I'm thinking about, you know, as America grew, everybody drank out of a stream. The cows on my farm, I have a stream running through the farm. I give them water that comes out of the well. That's what they drink, but they also drink the water that's in the stream. And, you know, the cows, they're living fine. And people say, wow, what about the milk? If they're drinking that, what's the milk going to do? There'll be all kinds of people that will ask questions that will seem to have no answer. The cows have kidneys the same as humans do, and they filter out stuff. So your kidneys are what's going to suffer, the kidneys of animals, the kidneys of any being. That's where you see the problem, because the PFAS and whatever else is in the water does get filtered out, and that's where kidney cancer comes from. That's one of the things they're concerned about. These forever chemicals get stuck in your kidney, and that's, you know, it'll be the end of you. If, you know, the kidney fails and you can't get another one, that's really what they're concerned about. So apparently, there are 66,000 public drinking water systems in our country, and they say 6 to 10% of them are affected by what's in the water, by all these chemicals and stuff. So it'll take a couple of years to implement. So maybe it's not such a bad idea after all. My first blush at this made me annoyed that we're going to have one more thing the government gets involved in. But at any rate, we need to protect ourselves, don't we? Yeah, okay, we'll let it slide. Thank you. All right, there it is, Food Farm Family Report for today, 59 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.